Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 70 on a morning that has a lot of bright sunshine. Spring is definitely changing things to green, and that's a welcome thing. Let's read Psalm 70 together. It's another Psalm of David. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor that delight in my hurt. Let them be turned back by reason of their shame that say, Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Here we have a prayer of David, a prayer that the evil will be stopped in their shame, a prayer that the good in seeking the Lord will have gladness and joy, a prayer that David himself will be heard and delivered. Is David concerned for himself? Yes, but only after he has prayed for others. Prayed that the evil will be shamed and stopped, which sounds like he's praying that they will have a chance for a change of heart. A prayer for the good who are seeking after God, that they will have gladness and rejoicing, that others will have the strength to resist the devil. And at the end, David prays for himself. Is this psalm any different from the previous psalms? We've read a lot of psalms of David in his distress and wanting help and addressing those who are evil and addressing those who are seeking after God and then his own needs. So what is this psalm doing here after all of those? Well, it struck me that this psalm is succinct and repetitive. It compacts some major and important themes down into a simple format, and it looks like it is built for regular use. It sounds like an in-the-moment tool, and that might have been what it was about, or what it was used for by David. In his fleeing or in his desperation, he could pull this out from his memory and recite it, and even repeat it. Even in English, there is that rhythm that we see here. So it strikes me that this may be a tool that I myself need to memorize so that I will have it ready for future use. Notice, as we read through it again now, how it opens and closes with the idea of hastening. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor that delight in my hurt. Let them be turned back by reason of their shame that say, Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. David is, in these desperate moments, needing God to hasten, to hurry, and to not delay. And my wife in her reading found a great passage at the end of Isaiah chapter 60 that I thought would be a nice way to close. Verse 22 is the verse that has the line, but I'm going to pick up in verse 21. God is giving hope for his people that one day these things will be good and right. And picking up in Isaiah 60, 21, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The little ones shall become a thousand, and the small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. God can hurry when it is the right time. And we need psalms like Psalm 70 to help us to pray for that and to be ready for that. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.